Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm also Joel.
Plumbing the Death Star is a comedy pop culture podcast that asks the important questions, like, whose shoes would you like Mike?
Now, this question comes to us from the Discord,
yeah,
which you can gain access to by subscribing to the Bad Brain Boys. It gives you a bunch of other bonus shit,
bonus
too.
Podcasts,
yeah,
ad-free listening,
yeah,
access to the Discord,
and where you can suggest a question, and if we like the question, we do it. And we like this one. This one comes from Princess Ferris.
Okay,
so,
SansPantsRadio.com.
And then you click
if you subscribe on Apple Podcasts,
you just do it now.
You just don't get access to the Discord because I don't know how to. Marry those two.
Come
here,
come closer. If you're an Apple, come closer. You're an Apple. You're on Apple right now. Just do it. Just do it. Just go with this little subscribe button. Just hit it.
Yep.
Just be just between me.
Just
between me and you. Just do it. No one's gonna.
Bad.
I won't tell anyone.
Just like
I won't tell anyone. Be our secret. You hit that subscribe button. Whatever.
No pressure. But this morning I went to the tax man. The tax man said, "Hey, doing your tax returns. You actually owe us money." And I said, "What the fuck?" But I don't earn any money. And they're like,
whatever, man. Give me some money.
$500, please. And I go, "Are you serious right now?" They go, "Yeah." Fuck? And then I stopped listening and then asked me to fill out a form.
You just heard,
"What the fuck?"
Yeah. They go, "It's $500. We're just going to send you a form.
Yeah.
And you just have to sign it on your phone and then it'll be confirmed." And I go, "Yeah." And I just sat there. And they said, "All done?" And I said, "Yeah." And then they looked at their inbox and they went, "It's not here." And I said, "Sorry, what?" Don't tell me I owe you $500 and then ask me to fill out a form. I'm not listening.
Yeah, I'm somewhere else.
I'm scrolling Instagram or texting people complaining about what you just said.
Like it generally feels rude when you gotta give the tax man it because you're like, but I don't earn that.
Yeah, I don't earn that much money, tax man.
I hear a lot about these loopholes.
Yeah.
You're not helping me with that.
How do I get one of them?
Yeah, where do I go to get the loophole so the tax man give me money?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know a lot about anything.
Yeah. Now do I need to...
How can I negative gear myself?
Some people seem to have a lot of money, but I don't have very much money.
That's what I don't understand. People go, I earn double what you earn. And I go, damn. And they go, and my tax return, I got given back $10,000. And I go...
How come I...
How did you do that?
Yeah, but then I got... And then... What? No money.
Yeah. So come here.
Come closer.
You got to help us out.
Just subscribe.
Just hit that subscribe button.
So they're like when they go...
A couple bucks a month. Yeah. So you won't miss it.
You won't miss it. It's like the price of a cup of coffee.
And then the taxman goes, "You owe me $500. And I go, "That's okay. Because people listen to my podcast.
Yeah. And they do me a favor. They do me a solid.
They subscribe to the Bad Brain Boys and they give me extra money.
Exactly.
And then I go, "Thank God for them."
Thank God for the
tax person, I'm still not listening though.
No.
That form you asked me to fill in, I am going to sit there.
I've got none.
And then I'm gonna lie to your face and say, "Oh, yeah, no, sorry. I must have closed it before I finalized it. Then I opened the wrong thing and said, "Where is it again?" And they went, "Your emails." And at that point, they were annoyed with me because I lied to them.
That's awesome.
But also, you asked me for $500.
Yeah, so exactly. Like, what do they expect, dude?
They should have...
The tax
man. I hate doing that.
So, okay, maybe if you're listening, you don't know what Like Mike is.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay.
It's a movie.
It's a movie starring Lil Bow Wow. Okay.
Yes.
And in this movie, Lil Bow Wow, he finds a pair of sneakers.
Mm-hmm.
And these sneakers have hung themselves over the power line. Mm-hmm. And they get struck by lightning. And possibly this invests them with this power, or they already had it because these sneakers, they have MJ written on them, but it's not Michael Jackson.
Oh, it's a different MJ.
It's a different MJ. It's Michael Jordan.
Oh, I thought it was Spider-Man.
No. It's not Spider-Man's beautiful wife.
Oh.
No. And when Lil Bow Wow puts in these sneakers, he gains the ability of Michael Jordan and becomes a crack shot basketball player.
Mm. I do love, like, there was that genre of, maybe just a little, time in cinema where any bullshit could be explained by just a bolt of lightning.
Yeah, a bolt of lightning does the trick.
I miss that.
Me too. Yeah. It's great. You know, I think that's how fucking Pinocchio comes to... No, that's not true. No.
Yeah.
I just love the, okay, we're going to do, we want to do like a little movie, little Bow Wow. You're going to play basketball. You want to get the powers of Michael Jordan. How do we... Lightning.
Yeah.
That takes us from A to B.
Exactly. Lightning strikes the shoes. You're not questioning that. You go, lightning's magic. I get it. I'm across it, dude.
I'm there.
Yeah. Lightning strikes a thing, that thing gets invested. And it's any magical property, too, whatever, which is great. It's alive now? Yeah, the lightning did it.
Yeah.
Oh, you gain the ability of the person whose thing it was?
What is it with lightning that's like gods? Is it because gods?
I don't know. Is it
Frankenstein?
That's true. Frankenstein gets brought to life by lightning.
I said lightning. Now, yeah. Is that the origin? Or is it coming, like, or is there more to it? I.e., like, well, is it a Zeus situation?
So, in the early days of us studying electricity, a bunch of people who I'm sure have, being that they are dead now, don't mind me calling them morons. They thought they had discovered a way to reanimate corpses.
Yes.
Because if you electrocute a dead body.
Yeah.
The nerves jiggle and they go, like,
oh, they were alive again for a second.
How do we harness this? And that's where Mary Shelley got the inspiration.
Yes.
So that's
Is her name actually Mary Shelley?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, was Frankenstein published under a different name first?
No. Oh, that might be a pseudonym. You might be right about that.
Let me tell you.
She fucked on one of her parents' graves.
Yeah, and she kept her husband's heart in a jar or some shit.
Didn't she make up the story of Frankenstein? Now, am I misremembering that?
I'm excited.
On like a swingers weekend.
Pretty much. No, you're on the money. It was like her, Lord Byron, and a bunch of other horned up fucking 17th century and or 18th like, century
let's
motherfuckers.
Have a little, let's do the equivalent of a key bowl.
Yeah.
And then we'll just do the key swap. And now I've got this great idea for a monster man.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And I think they were like, okay, here's what we're going to do. We're all fucking up in the mountains in some chalet. And it's fabu. It's awesome. Yeah, but what we're going to do is each of us is going to write a little short story. And we're going to read them and scare each other. And Mary's was by far the best. I do think that maybe one of the other ones got like a bit of fame. And it might have been called Varney the Vampire or something.
Varney the Vampire.
That's definitely a classic vampire story, but... Yeah. And then I think it is her real name. Her real name's Mary Shelley. But this, I think possibly her husband or one of the guys she was boning was like, put my name on it because it'll sell better. And so maybe there was an issue that
maybe initially they did. And then she was like, you know what? No,
this stinks. And I think also he was like, let me rewrite it and I'll make it good. And he just filled it with like flowery language and it stunk. Mm. You know, that's like, this is maybe interesting. Maybe this is something, who cares?
Mm.
So there's a translation of, I think it's of the Odyssey.
Sorry. The original pressing of Frankenstein, it was published anonymously. Author's name.
That's like, put my name on it.
Yeah.
You know what?
I'm putting no name on it.
You suck.
There's a translation, I think it's of the Odyssey. Yes. It came out kind of semi-recently. That's very plain. Mm-hmm. It's very like, there's no flowery language. And a lot of people who are like literary motherfuckers, they called bullshit. And they were like, this is too plain, it's too modern, yuck. But then a lot of people are like, no, but this is how it was kind of meant to be written so that it could be understood. And a lot of the flowery language comes from prior translations where people were like,
well, we got to jazz it up.
Yeah, like, it's not poetic enough, this like Homeric.
That's very funny. Yeah, yeah.
They're like, it's not, it doesn't sound beautiful enough.
Homer's just there being like, it's a very simple story.
This happened, no. All my dudes became pigs or whatever. Yeah.
Mary Shelley wrote Frankenstein twice, basically. She, in 1818, there's the first version, then 1831, the popular version, but that's like her rewriting big chunks.
Yeah, I think that's
to make
the
it
first
less
version,
radical.
Mm. Is the first version the one that has her husband's like fingers all over it as well?
I don't know. She said,
maybe.
The edition was heavily revised by Mary Shelley, partially to make the story less radical.
I wonder
what that means.
What that means.
Some scholars, such as Anne, prefer the original version.
Nice. Yeah.
Anne K. Mellel.
Cool name.
Prefer the original version, arguing that it preserves the spirit of Mary Shelley's vision.
Okay. Well, maybe.
Horned up vision.
Yeah. Interesting. So, anyway, in Like Mike, he put on. There's also something I can't quite remember because I've seen both Like Mike 1 and 2 for some reason.
Yeah.
And in Like Mike, there's something. This maybe is wrong. There's something where, like, in Like Mike 1, the shoes aren't actually magic. It's a special source situation.
Like from Space Jam.
Like from Space Jam.
You had the belief in the whole time.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And then in the second one, they are actually magic. Or vice versa. I forget it. But anyway, whose shoes do we want to give us the powers of that person?
Okay.
You said before we started recording, Dusha, that yours was not that dissimilar to Michael.
Sorry. Like I got distracted trying to figure out what to answer your question
yeah.
about the shoes. Mm-hmm. But basically, I think I'm going to be like Shane, or like Shane Warne.
Yes.
The ability to drink unlimited beers and smoke unlimited cigarettes.
Oof.
And it's recently come out. And look, people said that when this news was reported, which was nearly like 2 or 3 years after his death, they were like, hey, we actually know what killed him.
Mm.
So it was heart failure, but it was caused by the fact that he had 11:30 a.m. orgy.
Goodness. You don't have an orgy before midday. That's crazy.
Yeah, he had a breakfast orgy.
No, you're thinking about this all wrong. Because he met up with his friends for breakfast and said, I'll see you at lunch. Then went back to his room, fucked, died. And then they were like, where's Shane?
So he went
out for breakfast with his mates. He then went back to his hotel room where a pre-organized orgy was happening.
It was three masseuses.
Oh my God, Shane. Well, okay, that's not his beautiful life.
Three
masseuses? Yeah.
But yeah, I was imagining it. Is it really an orgy if it's like...
That's a foursome.
No,
he's having a foursome.
Here's my controversial take.
Yeah.
Okay.
Threesome, awesome word, chill with it. The moment you're adding number and higher than, like, numbersome, shut the fuck up.
I understand, but
I won't even take group sex.
Yeah.
I was going to say, because to me, an orgy
needs
to be like
fivesome, maybe. Foursome's okay.
Fuck a foursome. It's group sex or a threesome and someone got lost.
Threesome plus one.
I don't know if there's as stringent rules as JD here. I'm just kind of like, I don't know if I would call one person... And it was it Shane banging like three masseuses?
Yeah.
Or was it the masseuses also banging each other? Because I'm like, then it's an orgy.
Yeah.
Because it feels like if Shane's the center of attention, which like it feels like he probably was. I feel that's less of an orgy and more just a great thing that happened to Shane.
I don't know if we have reports on whether or not the masseuses were having sex with each other as part of it.
I think if you, as a journalist on the scene, asked that question, they would say, you're not very good at your job.
That question makes me feel like you're going to jack off to this information.
No.
I'm just trying to get a complete picture of what happened.
I just don't feel four is enough for an orgy. Call me old fashioned.
No, I think you're right. But I think, and this is maybe crazy, from the four to about six... Mm-hmm. sort of zone, that's a gray area.
Yeah, look,
I think in that area, you can have seven people fucking and it's not an orgy, and you can have five people fucking and
seven?
It is. Yeah.
I think seven's
I think it's a vibe. I think it's got to be pre-org.
I think seven to me tips into orgy territory, but also, like, again, with the Shane and
the
masseuses, I feel if it was like, if they were, it feels like you need more than... you know, one of that same gender.
Yeah,
you know
okay.
what I mean?
Interesting.
If it was like a one male masseuse and Shane, and then I'm like, yeah, whatever. Okay,
yeah,
that's
okay.
That's bad. Now
but
we're
if
talking.
It's three
it's
lady masseuses fucking Shane.
Yeah,
you know, it doesn't count as an orgy in your eyes.
Oh, it just feels like sex needs to happen like with more than just one individual.
It's not one person having sex with three people. You need the other people to also be having sex with each other.
Yeah.
What about this?
Kind of like the difference between an open relationship and polyamory.
Yeah.
If everyone's in a relationship, orgy / polyamory.
Yeah. Yes.
If it's just two people having sex with more people, open relationship.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's weird to imagine, because I feel like if I go to an orgy, right, I feel like the blanket rule should be that everybody is here to have sex with everybody else.
Yes.
If there's one, because I'm not going to know as I'm making my way through the crowd.
Making
my way downtown, grabbing ass, sucking dick, and I'm homebound. But yeah, I feel like you're right. I feel like that tips it back into foursome, threesome territory.
Yeah.
It's complicated. Semantically, it's group sex is complicated.
I reckon seven to me is we're falling into orgy territory, because there's more opportunity there to get some pairings.
Well, okay, so
awesome, like
I'm trying to find the source for this, but it's hard to get. Okay. But Thai cop alleges Shane Warne death cover up after marathon orgy.
Okay,
in final hours.
Honestly,
but marathon orgy. That to me, you need like the teens in terms of numbers.
Age. No. If it was three masseuses having sex with Shane Warne was gangbanged to death.
Okay? Yeah.
They had a gangbang. That's what that was.
Yes.
Okay? If the masseuses
would you call that a reverse gangbang? Because gangbang in the colloquial term, I believe,
I think to my eyes, gangbang should be a gender neutral term.
I
I think there should be no, it's just as long as everybody's having sex with one person.
That's a gangbang.
And not one another, that's a gangbang.
Well, what makes it a gang? Is three a gang?
Yes, because okay. I think if it's two, you're getting double teamed.
Yeah. That's a threesome.
I just found another one. And this is part of the reason why I want to be like Shane.
Yeah.
Just trying to find information about, because again, the death. So basically when it was reported when he died in 2022, it was like natural causes caused by like his crash dieting because he would often not look after his body, smoke a bunch of cigarettes, eat a bunch of fatty foods, and then he'd be like, I need to get fit.
So then he would do a bunch of exercise and...
Yeah, go crazy with exercise, go to places like Thailand where he'd just do a total detox. But then
do a marathon.
At the start of this year, it was like, actually, police were ordered to hide. There's like an illegal... It's called like Viagra jelly.
Yeah.
And it's like a super strong Viagra that's illegal in Thailand and presumably other parts of the world, but is often sold... on like roadside stalls like a terrorist thing. And
because his heart, this sounds fun.
Crazy.
And because of his heart, because he already had like low, like his, everything was jumping, that killed him.
Yeah.
But this is a list. It's like, it's like Shane Warne's death anniversary. Here's to the colorful life of Warney. And there's like Shane Warne, proper cricketing legend. Shane Warne and Elizabeth Hurley. Shane Warne bowls ball of the century. And then the next one is Shane Warne and the Noisy Foursome, which is not the one that killed him. In 2019, reports stated that Shane Warne had a foursome with lovers and two sex workers at his home in West London. It was a rather noisy affair, according to several British tabloids, as neighbors could hear the former cricketer who had left the windows open.
That, we got to get the stank out for it.
Okay. That makes sense.
Checks out.
That's like... depending on, that's anywhere between like 6 to 8 holes. Yeah. That's a lot of.
It's a lot of stuff going around. Yeah. So when you put on Warney's shoes, which have been struck by lightning and have now developed Warney powers.
I think here's best spin bowler in.
I'm really good at spin bowling, really good at smoking cigarettes, really good at drinking beers. And for some reason, all I want to eat is beans.
Yeah. And you love
Sniflops.
Oh yeah! Oh god, I love American Pie.
Yeah,
he thinks Stifler is the funny. Oh man, I forgot about it. It's Shane Warne lived a life that doesn't. It's like he was like a TV dad, but in real life.
Yeah,
but then also fucking everyone.
He lived an unlived life. Yeah. Nobody's lived a life like Shane Warne, dude.
No.
But are you using it to fuck and drink?
I think just live.
Or are you using it to like maybe, you know, I'll join the Australian cricket team.
I mean, I would probably join the Australian cricket team if I could bowl as well as Shane Warne.
It would make sense. But at the same time. This man who's appeared out of nowhere is, he's bowling exactly like Shane Warne.
He's got Shane's power.
My God, we've never seen, get him on the team. And I reckon he's like a quick rise to power.
Yeah. And then like,
use that fame.
Yeah.
Much like Shane Warne, I would also, once I acquire a Twitter following again, I can tweet stuff like, seriously, how good is Stifler in American Pie movies? He just cracks me up. Such a knob, but you can't help but laugh. And then he followed it up with another just standalone tweet, Stifler equals legend.
I know Australia doesn't have, like, you know, knighthoods. I don't understand about, like, can you knight someone who is, passed away?
Posthumously,
What's the highest honor that, you know, Australia could bestow
upon
Warney?
We should give it to Warney.
And has he already got it?
Yeah.
And if not, why not?
Yeah, exactly. Why not? He's an absolute legend, dude. Yeah. On par with Stifler, I would say.
He posts about Stifler so often. Over the space of 5 years.
Yeah.
So he watched American Pie with his two oldest kids in 2011.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Some awkward moments, but very funny. Love Stifler. He's a classic. Then less than a year later, American Pie reunion. A winner. Love Stifler.
Well, you know.
And then 5 years later, Stifler equals one of the best movie characters of all time.
Yeah.
Just like, did
hashtag
he ever...
Hashtag American Pie.
Did he ever get to meet, is it Sean William Scott?
I don't know. I hope so.
Yeah, me too, dude.
Stifler could be my favorite movie character of all time. He's such a dick, but makes you laugh every time. Hashtag American Pie.
He's
I know I've said this before, but I love Stifler. Yeah. The Stiffmeister is such a tool, but so good.
What is the average, I guess, lifespan of a cricketing career, by the way?
Great question.
Like, and usually, what is retirement age?
Well, cricketers usually retire a little later than, like, AFL players. It's still, like...
late 30s?
It would be really rare to have a cricketer that's, like, 40.
It happens, but
it's not...
Like they're there, but they've been in their like their cold career.
Yeah, so like you, as me, currently as a 34-year-old, it wouldn't be cricket's not trending this way.
Yeah,
but it wouldn't be the most insane thing of all time if all of a sudden Australia just debuts a 34-year-old.
Yeah, how quickly?
Because imagine you'd have to join a smaller league.
I would have to get scouted for state cricket.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you'd have to be in
It would probably take me to get a call up to the Australian team.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Probably 2 years. So 36.
But if you're out of nowhere, bowling like Warnie.
Yeah.
In his prime.
Yeah.
Like, I reckon you're going to be, you join.
It's tricky
though
because it's a national team.
Yeah. Yeah.
I could get to state level, I think, much easier. But national, because there's also politics and stuff involved.
Yeah.
I can imagine.
They'd be like, who are you?
The selection board is a lot from New South Wales. Yeah. So often they'll favor New South Wales people because they're boys. Mm.
Could you, with Shane Warne's powers and Shane Warne's ability to be a lovable scamp, especially for all Australians, harnessing that and social media, get a groundswell get this guy on our team.
Absolutely.
He'll bring the Ashes back.
Yes. You know?
I don't know. Are they back or have they returned?
Have they gone?
The Ashes are back every 2 years.
Okay. Well, bring them back.
Bring them back again.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's coming home or whatever.
Yes. Cricket reference.
No, it was soccer. Anyway.
Yeah.
Or football.
Well, because being a cult of personality will help with cricket because I could not make the national team, but still make a lot of money.
Yeah.
Here's one thing that I could do pretty easily if I had the abilities of Shane Warne.
Yeah.
Step one, go to India. Okay. Step two, make millions of dollars.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty much just because cricket is massive in India, but also they treat cricketers, not just like a sportsman. It's like,
treated very
you're
well.
A cricketer.
You might as well be an A-list movie star.
Okay.
So having someone that's just loves to drink.
Yeah.
Mm.
Now, you've been given Warnie's tolerance as well for alcohol and whatever other substances Warnie's putting into his body.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Is that better or worse than your current tolerance?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I don't think I could smoke anywhere near as many cigarettes as he does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess as well, you've got one kidney.
Yeah.
Warnie had two.
Yeah.
He could live like a two-kidneyed man.
He was only 52 when he died, which feels crazy.
That's insane, dude.
I feel like that he made such an impact. He was in 52 short years.
Hey, man, sometimes the brightest candle burns twice as bright.
Australia's never going to have a
We're never going to have another Warnie.
Also, I'm wondering if you now...
Mm.
And even if, because when did Warnie become on, I guess, how old was Warnie when he was on the Australian team, first joined?
Well, Ball of the Century is one of his first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, I don't know how, quite young he was when he was,
in his prime,
kind of thing. All I'm imagining is cricket is it's changed.
Yeah.
Things have changed.
Cricket's different.
Do we want another
Shane Warne
in cricket?
Yeah.
Same with it's because it just feels like it's a different breed of character because you got Booney and all those stuff.
I feel like Shane Warne though, because he was able to do the weird mix where he was he wasn't fit.
No.
Yeah.
And there was famously one summer where he came back and he was very not fit. And they're Warnie, what the fuck are you doing? Which started the crash dieting.
Yeah. But he's sort of a Babe Ruth type. Where you go, and he has fucked his body up. How is he gonna? Oh my god, he's still got it.
Yeah, okay, I'm just curious if we still have, you know, the Australian public, if we still love a woman.
I believe that there's something in the core of the Australian soul that sees a man like Shane Warne and can't help but love him.
I mean, look, same. I mean, I think
babies born this very second, every Australian baby is born with that gene, that genetic disposition to loving Shane Warne. You know,
so he made his debut in, and I agree. Like, you could show the freshest baby of all time.
Exactly,
a picture of Shane Warne, and they would be like,
"You could be like, hey, welcome to the world, buddy. This is Shane Warne. He died having sex with three masseuses,
and that baby's gonna smile. So what?
Yeah, dude, he's gonna be the happiest baby in the world, and then you're gonna be able to, you know."
Shane Warne was 22 years old when he made his debut for Australia.
But if you've got the like Shane shoes, whatever.
I think it's also there's something so beautiful about the fact that Shane Warne was born in 1969.
Yeah. Mm. It's like he was set up for success.
Is he Australian Jesus?
In a sense, yes. Yeah.
In many ways. Yes, he is.
Anyway, so yeah, basically what I'm going to do is live a life. Yeah, just try and make a bunch of money. Go to play in the IPL, which is the Indian Premier League, which is where all the money is.
Yeah, yeah. And then just drink as much
and smoke.
You probably get some good advertising deals. Like, I reckon maybe could you get sponsored by a cigarette brand?
Yes. Oh my God, he's the face of Winnie Blues, man.
He's the face of Winnie Blues.
Maybe get my face on beans?
Yes. Whoa. You've got Warnie's love of beans, too.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Because Shane Warne loved India but doesn't like spicy food.
Yeah.
So there was like a thing where he got sent a whole bunch of beans so he could get him through a tour.
That's so funny, dude. That's awesome.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Well, initially I was thinking the shoes that I would love to wear maybe is like a Steven Spielberg type.
Oh, okay.
Making a movie. But then I realized that, people don't want that these days.
Yeah. Okay.
No one gives a shit about a Spielberg film.
That's true.
Yes. Well, there are some people, sure. But ultimately, people aren't watching movies. People love slop. People like looking at a movie while looking at phone.
Yeah.
They don't give a shit about cinema. They don't want an auteur.
No.
Well, it depends, because you could become like Steve and make Ready Player 2.
Yeah.
People love Ready Player 1 because you say, hey, remember the DeLorean?
Yeah, dude, it's the Iron Giant from movies.
Yeah, I watched that movie stoned out of my gourd, and I hated it.
That was such a bad sign, dude.
It was so boring.
Yeah.
I couldn't even enjoy it.
It's an embarrassing movie.
Yeah.
It's an embarrassing movie to... Yeah, dude.
Yeah. So then I was like, well, look... It would be nice to be able to, like, you know, look what I can do with incredible storytelling, visual storytelling. I can make cinema, like, beautiful. Yeah. But no one gives a shit.
Yeah, that's correct.
How's it really going to affect, you know, really my life? Mm-hmm. So instead, what I want to do is I want to try and find the shoes of the current Australian treasurer, Jim Chalmers, so I can find out about those fucking tax loopholes.
Oh, yes!
Smart, man!
And finally understand how to do taxes.
That's really good, dude.
Yeah, I would have to give $500 to the tax man.
And help out my boys.
Yes, dude.
That's like... That's like a month, no, not a month. It's like half a month, 2 weeks rent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I was trying to say.
It's fucked up,
and I just have to
dude.
Give it to the tax man?
I know.
I think it's really funny, those shoes, because like obviously we're picking, but in Like Mike, they don't get to pick. The idea of a lightning bolt striking some shoes and you're like, I got to put these on. I got to... I've got a good understanding of the Australian tax system out of this.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
I don't really know what a treasurer does, but I assume it's about money.
They're in charge of the money. I know that much.
Yes.
Well, it's a rare term of Plumbing the Death Star where the question we don't understand, or the thing we don't understand, is a political system rather than a biological one. The treasurer
Like they.
But what does that mean?
Well, they in charge of the budget, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, is it like? Or they?
I think I was the treasurer of Sandspan's Radio when it first started as a uni group. I should know this.
Yeah. Well, all that you got out of being a treasurer was an Xbox 360.
Yeah. God,
that's probably not an inaccurate.
Yeah. Well, I actually just looked it up, and it turns out I did know because it's just like manages the organization's finances.
Yeah. But if you're the treasurer of an entire country,
you oversee the budget, handle financial records, and ensure payments are made on time. But I guess. So basically, the treasurer of Australia would just look at the budget and go, minions, do your shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And also, see where it says Jim Chalmers?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just put more money in that,
yeah,
please.
Yeah. Xbox 360s for this guy.
I guess, because I'm assuming the qualifications of a treasurer means you probably should be
commerce?
An accountant.
Yeah.
Like, you should be an accountant or, like, no money.
Yeah.
Jim Chalmers is probably, like, a war vet or something.
What is Jim Chalmers?
He's way younger than I thought he was going to be.
It's an old man's name.
Yeah.
Honestly,
he
Jim
was born,
Chalmers.
He's
let's look
he's
it up.
47.
Whoa, Jimmy boy.
Okay, so his qualifications.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Well,
he looks like a treasurer. He's got like a very Australian kind of face.
PhD, yet we're not calling him
Dr. Chalmers.
Dr. Chalmers.
He's the Honorable Jim Chalmers.
Well, I guess maybe when you do politics, you have like the you get the honorable.
Maybe
like, you know, Trump's the doctor.
True, the doctor.
Aspect.
Yeah, yeah. It is kind
okay,
of.
So
a...
he's got a Bachelor of Arts and a Bachelor of
Commerce.
He wrote
his PhD on Paul Keating.
Okay.
Imagine if I wrote an essay on Steven Spielberg and then was like, that's my qualifications to go into movies.
Yeah,
well,
I know about
Steven. What it was about, exactly.
Yeah.
Brawler statesman, Paul Keating and the prime ministerial leadership in Australia.
I'm assuming this guy would have been an accountant at some point too, right?
What?
He did a Bachelor of Arts and a Bachelor of Commerce.
Okay. Yeah.
Then he wrote his PhD. But then his PhD, that's a
He has a PhD in political science and international relations.
Surely. If you become a politician, you just kind of like, it's like you learn the baseline, then you learn to be a politician, and they just put you wherever.
Plus, then I'll give you politician
powers.
He has weaseled
his way into fucking treasury.
Weasel powers.
So he was a research officer.
That's a good name. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Then he goes... National Research Manager.
Yeah.
Then he's the media advisor to the Shadow Treasurer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I mean, I can see what's about to happen here, but, like, watching, being like, hey, brother, you're the Shadow Treasurer. Here's how you should talk to the news.
Yeah.
To be like, I should be treasurer. Deputy chief.
Okay, just read this speech. Okay, so I believe that my shadow minister, Jim Chalmers, should actually take my role, and I'm stepping down immediately.
What the hell?
This is
a legally binding document, reading it out loud, I have signed it.
Yeah.
Fuck.
He just like bounces around the treasury, but doing roles that aren't.
But I imagine you pick any role in any country's politics.
Oh, yeah.
You'll find that everybody gets there by bouncing around.
What did Anthony Albanese? Oh no.
Like, I assume that's just, you reach a certain level and they go, in a way, it's like being a teacher in a high school. They go, we need someone to teach math. And you go, that's not what I studied. And they go,
stupid at math.
I don't understand.
You're just teaching numbers.
What do numbers mean?
You're only teaching 13-year-olds. They don't even fucking know their asshole from their mouth hole.
They really should. Was I teaching them biology too?
Yeah.
Oh, I understand.
Everything's a hole in a tube or something.
Oh, I get
going
it.
Going into
I
the class,
I get it.
On the chalkboard, doing a circle and standing back, doing another circle. You got any number of these?
So you usually put.
Things go in or out of
food
some,
goes in one
a,
of them.
In a circle. And then it comes out.
So which holes are which?
And then you take a step back. Two holes next to that could be eyes.
Let's call these eyes.
Yeah. Don't put food in there.
No,
though.
You put vision in them.
Yeah.
Okay. Put vision in them.
Yeah.
But the vision goes in them, then you see them.
And
then you see things. Sorry,
you
children.
Put vision out, I guess.
Hang on, I'm just gonna go into the bathroom to check my holes so I can get like reminded of how this works.
Okay. He's sitting there with a whole chicken.
Yeah. Whoa, I fucked up somewhere along the way.
Breaking off a leg.
When did I get this chicken?
Coming back in, gesticulating with a chicken like drumstick. So what do you want to do?
Look, Put food in one hole, it'll come out the other. I think it doesn't matter which.
Okay? They're all connected.
Yeah, it's all the same fucking system, kids.
Hey.
You're all tubes, children.
You're a student. Students are all about learning and experimenting, trying new things, so...
Just fucking
figure it out. You
shove a hot dog up your ass. What? I don't give a shit.
Don't say that. I'll get you fired.
Dude, yeah. I'll get you fired so fast.
Yeah, bro. You cannot say that.
Here's something you're not going to want to do. Tell any student to put anything in their ass.
Yeah. That's rule one of teacher.
I should have learned that in my dip head.
Yeah. Hey, welcome to day one of Teaching 101. Now, here's the first thing. Okay, so here's one thing you're going to want to remember for the rest of your teaching days. Never tell a student to put a hot dog in their asshole. That's rule one.
Here's the thing I wish I'd known on my first day. Okay, you think they could have saved me a lot of headaches.
Bouncing around between schools.
Okay. You might think it's fine. Wrong.
I gotta tell you. Yeah. Rule two. Never tell a student anything.
Yeah.
Anything. Don't discuss buttholes with you.
Don't bring it up.
Don't bring it up.
You look over
at me. Yes, I know.
We've all got them, and you're thinking about it at least 15% of your life.
Of your day. Yeah.
But just don't bring it up.
I know that you think that this is going to be one way you can relate to your students, because one thing for sure you know is that you have an asshole and your 28 students have an asshole.
Yeah.
Don't bring it up.
Don't bring it up.
But what if I'm teaching biology?
Okay, it's in biology, assholes are probably not going to come up.
Try rectum.
Yeah. Sphincter is fine. Yeah. You can say sphincter.
Once again, point one.
Yeah. Don't put a hot dog up there.
Yeah, don't tell them. Don't tell them to do that.
I hate that there was other rules.
Yeah, but these
had to rise to the top very quick.
Also, if you're teaching biology, what do you need to teach about the rectum? Okay.
Cool hole.
It's not coming up.
Don't call any holes cool.
I'm going to write this on the board, okay?
While it is, in fact, a cool hole. We can't say that.
Don't bring it up.
Don't bring it up.
You look over at my notes, I've just written butthole and then put a line through it.
Butthole equals cool hole. Line through it.
Okay, don't talk about butthole.
Another phrase you might want to avoid, isn't it cool how we've all got four cheeks?
I know you think that's cool.
And it is.
And it is cool.
But
let me tell you, your students already know. Okay? They're across it. This class, we gotta tell someone about this class.
Very informative.
Everyone needs to come to this class. I'm learning so much.
Yeah, I was gonna make some big mistakes.
But you're a teacher and you're telling me.
I'm teaching adults.
Okay, you can tell it to adults.
Oh, okay.
As long as it's relevant.
Yeah.
I suppose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're not sure, don't say it.
Okay. Yeah, that's a new rule, okay? Yeah. If you're not sure, don't bring up your butthole.
Would this be a situation where I could tell someone to put a hot dog in their asshole?
There are very few situations, certainly in a teaching context.
You're out there, you're supervising lunch, you somehow, you know, you're scanning your eyes around, like, you know, the basketball field, whatever, and you're looking around. Some kid's drop trow is about to put a hot dog up his ass, and then just flash to your training. Don't put that hot dog on your leg. The other teacher rushes past
me, and I put my hand on his chest.
No, you're not allowed to. The thing you're not allowed to say is, put a hot dog up your ass. I'm about to stop that. Don't put a hot dog up your ass.
Okay, you can tell your students not to do it. Okay.
Okay. Thank you for telling me this.
I've
unfortunately,
taken
in this conversation, we look
it's
over.
Happened.
It's happened.
I'm going to call the nurse and get the forceps.
Yeah. Wow.
I like that.
You probably don't need forceps to remove a hot dog from an asshole.
I think if a hot dog goes up there, dude, you got to go to the doctor.
Yeah.
I think that's coming out. Yeah. Is sphincter hot dog, closes? Yeah.
Hot dogs don't have a flared base.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
If your asshole closes, dude, you're either eating that hot dog reverse style.
Yeah. And then you can be like, huh, that teacher that got fired was right. You can go both ways.
He was, you know, people made fun of him. but you can't eat a hot dog backward. He's serving a life sentence, okay, and he's on the saxophone. The yeah, yeah. But I think he just yeah, he was discovered
right.
something.
He was right.
No one else knew.
Sometimes
you know?
The world's most beautiful minds.
Yeah,
I hated when they first
exactly,
speak.
You know,
I was just trying to educate people about a discovery of exactly. mine. I'm a scientist. You know?
Hey, people yelled at Jesus for his.
Well, they rejected exactly. his message. Shut up, Jesus.
Yeah. When Copernicus said that the Earth revolved around the sun rather than vice versa, they burned him in the streets.
Exactly.
And when I said you could eat a hot dog by putting it up your asshole
and eat it reverse style,
exactly.
they sent me to jail.
They yeah. said, you're a sex offender for life, brother.
I said, no, I'm just a genius. I'm just a genius.
Why would that come in handy?
You're just you're exactly
if your mouth's
like,
taped yeah. up and you're hungry.
Yeah.
Yeah, because if okay, let's explore.
All right, let's
this.
Explore it. Let's right. do it.
If I find out that I can eat, like it is mm-hmm. physically possible mm-hmm, mm-hmm. to treat your asshole like your mouth,
yeah. okay.
and you can eat food, not yeah. just hot dogs, like you can
you eat
food
anything
through
up
your
there,
asshole.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah easy.
When
does come up?
When
yeah. Oh, I don't like this particular food, but I know it is healthy.
Oh,
and I know it's going to be very
hard. Taste like buds.
Oh,
I
that can't
think
be
if
right.
it did, we'd be constantly
that,
tasting.
That cannot be.
There's one thing that makes me think that that's not true.
I'm about, I want to say 98% sure.
Okay, so here's what I think has happened in my brain.
Yeah.
I think that either the, like, some uh-huh. part of the anus features what could be seen as taste buds, but spaced out far enough apart and not wired like taste buds.
Allegedly.
I know. That
okay.
like there's like that the
let me see
like
if I can find
on,
a more
you said allegedly
let me find if I can find a more yeah. reputable source than
like,
foodbeast.com.
There's the idea of like your stomach has a brain.
Yeah.
I understand.
No, it's this is particularly taste receptors.
There's taste receptors in my
on
bunghole.
Your anus, allegedly.
Okay. Why
okay.
do we do this? And how come I don't taste often?
Human shit.
what is happening?
Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
And this is from I don't know why it took Jackson so long to find this. I just simply Googled what I said and it came up with the National Institute of Health.gov.
That's not what I got.
So.
There's a version of me that likes to pretend I've got my life plotted out like a season arc. Clear structure, everything's paying off, no filler episodes. The truth is, dinner is usually more like an unplanned bottle episode where I'm just staring into the freezer hoping for a miracle and all my budget is gone. That's where Omaha Steaks come in. It's the plot armor my dinner plans didn't know they needed. Steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, and sides. All delivered straight to my door, so I'm never caught in a what's for dinner cliffhanger. I did the burgers last week, put them straight on the grill, and it was easily a series high. Like someone finally gave this show a decent budget. Way better than the usual grocery aisle filler content. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com is basically the pilot episode you want to start with. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99, plus get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
There is taste perception in other parts of the body, such as the anus, intestines, the heart, and the lungs.
What is my heart tasting blood for?
Mm.
But their purpose is different from taste buds in the mouth.
Yeah.
Okay.
They act as nutrient sensors, regulate metabolic process, and maintain the body's internal environment.
Do you want to? This is the most 2013 sentence ever written. This is what
Bazinga, I searched. Bazinga! Your asshole eats too.
Next time you're stuffing fistfuls of delicious bacon into your mouth, you might want to consider sticking a piece or two of crispy goodness into your crotch and up your butt.
Into my. Why am I going crotch and then
butt,
that,
dude?
Then butt. That feels like.
Yeah.
I want to just swipe some bacon on my genitals first.
What?
Just so that my asshole can taste.
yeah.
Balls.
As well.
Yeah.
Scientists
okay.
discovered the unusual taste receptors while studying fertility in rats, and they know that taking away a male rat's testicular taste.
Hey, scientists, if you're studying fertility, stay away from the asshole.
yeah.
You can't get a rat butt baby.
It's not going to work no matter how much you try.
Well, I guess how would you know unless we studied it?
That's
you know what?
True.
Yeah.
I take my
the best way
back.
To learn is to do, which is why Jackson's method of eating a hot dog with your ass was screamed at by critics.
Exactly.
Yeah,
but Now we know.
Now you know.
If you hate a food, you want, you know, this nutrient dense, you know, rich in vitamin B and vitamin C and all of the omega 3.
All the things that you need. Shove a whole fish up there. Get that omega 3.
Yeah, you get it up, you'll be healthy.
Yeah.
I mean, the body does respond in crazy ways. Like, your diet can affect, I mean, like, people often point out, like, pineapple juice and cum.
Yeah, yes.
But like
great cocktail.
Yes. Bartender, can I have the pineapple juice and gum?
Well, I just like because there was no, you didn't make the connection between pineapple juice. Make you just like people often point out pineapple juice and gum.
Well,
hey, that's pineapple juice. Hey, that's cum.
What if we
combine them to make this drink of the summer?
Smoking in eating someone out.
Yeah, very true.
Like, like a pussy can taste different if the person is
absolutely.
A smoker. Yep. So, like, the body reacts to things strange.
Like, as in, if you're a smoker and you eat out
it doesn't
somebody,
taste like cigarettes.
No, but then someone else eats out that person, they'll be like, oh.
No. If the person who eats... I'm someone with a vagina.
You're getting
God,
it now.
I love cigarettes and oral sex.
Yeah, time
to smoke a cigarette and get my pussy eaten now.
You're the coolest person I've ever met.
Yeah.
Exclusively the type of people I hang out with.
Yeah. Okay. But I guess also if you were a smoker and you ate someone out and then someone else
it would taste different.
You would probably get more of a tobacco-y stuff.
Yeah, but I feel like, look, unless it's like straight off the bat.
Yeah.
But then also like, it would also depend on how close you're smoking that cigarette.
What?
Are you smoking while eating them out?
No. I was imagining
that's
like
really
scary.
Cool.
Yeah.
Dangerous.
I was imagining, you know, like you had a smoker like say 30 minutes prior.
That wouldn't affect it.
I reckon you'd be it would.
Nah.
Well, you're saying you smoke a cigarette and 30 minutes later somebody eats your pussy.
No, you smoke a cigarette, you eat a pussy.
Yeah.
And then you leave.
And then your friend
or then
jumps
you, or then
in.
You
your
sit,
best
you
friend.
You sit down and your best friend is like, are you finished?
I'm done. I'm stuffed.
Yeah, I'm stuffed. And you're having like a, you have another cigarette.
Back on the darts I taste.
Yeah. Indeed, my friend.
And then they go in. I reckon they'll be able to like taste something.
Nah, I imagine.
Well, because you got a cigarette mouth.
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah.
I don't
That's
know.
Like if I reckon, I legitimately believe you could, okay, you smoke a cigarette, you eat a sandwich.
Yeah.
You take a bite out of a burger.
Yeah.
Then you put the burger down. I pick the burger up straight away and take a second bite. I don't think I taste cigarettes.
Oh, you 100% do.
You would.
I've been in a situation where it was like, again, it was, again, smoker. He wasn't smoking at the time, as in, like, not the very moment eating pizza. But had been, like, say, you know, 30 minutes prior, so I would say. And he had a bite of pizza.
And then you took a bite of the same slice.
And I was like, can I have a bite? Took a bite. Just tastes like a fucking ashtray.
That's crazy, dude.
That's crazy. How much was that motherfucker smoking?
Yeah.
He smoked a lot.
Yeah.
Damn, dude.
He was a chain smoker.
Yeah.
So I reckon,
maybe it would. Maybe it would.
Would change the taste.
Cigarette smoking makes cum taste different, too. So. Yeah. You know, there's that.
Healthy diets and stuff just makes everything.
Yeah.
Don't know about arse, though. Haven't done enough research.
That probably is like a diet you could have to make your ass taste the best. Mm. The ass diet.
Yeah. Hey, hon, can you go on like a... ass eater. So can you just go on this? Because like while I love to eat ass, I do want a different flavor.
Yeah, that's I'm not getting ass. Sick of this flavor. Getting sick of ass.
I'm getting sick of the like this ass.
Love eating ass, but I'm sick of the taste of ass.
Like, look, I love sandwich, but sometimes you're a bit tired of sandwich.
God, I'm sick of the taste of ass.
You can change up the guy.
This again. Oh my god.
What if dicks taste different with different diets? Cum obviously does.
Oh, probably.
But like,
probably, I would imagine, because it's just like sweat and skin sort of, you know.
Yeah.
But then if I have I'm eating like shit, right? Like I'm eating like
straight from the heart.
What if you're eating literal shit?
Sure. I've spent the last week eating nothing but shit.
Yeah.
Then you lick my forearm.
Yeah.
I reckon it would taste bad.
Yeah. Versus if I've eaten very healthily, which is anything other than shit at this point.
Whenever Jackson says I've been eating healthy, I've been eating healthy recently. When Jackson says that, he just means I haven't eaten human shit in 24 hours.
I'm healthy,
I'm on a diet, dude. No human shit.
Yeah.
Right.
Dude, I love eating ass, though, but I'm getting sick of the taste of ass.
Sick of the taste of
ass. The same thing again?
Yo, this again.
You're like, yo, time to unwrap my dinner.
Yo.
I mean,
I love eating ass, but God, I'm sick of this.
So sick of it.
Sick of this.
Nah, even smells this.
Yeah, that's ass.
There it is.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah. Been here before.
Yeah.
Eat a pineapple.
Yeah, exactly. Rub a pineapple on your asshole.
Well, there you go.
Whoa.
Might make it taste nice.
Stingy. Yeah, that would feel crazy on the asshole.
I think it would feel kind of good, honestly.
Like a little spray, like, you know, like a breath spray, but for your ass.
Oh, minty asshole.
Breath spray in brackets for your ass.
Yeah. That could be awesome.
Well, because after you've consumed, I guess, a chicken by the butthole,
yeah, of course.
Like, you don't want, like, you know, asshole chicken breath. So
I don't know. Asshole
chicken butt breath. So then you get some breath spray for ass.
Got that asshole chicken butt breath. Yeah, I do love.
Finally.
Sorry, I had that asshole chicken butt breath.
Yeah,
excuse me. You get it.
Somebody goes, oh, do you want a mouth spray for your ass? Oh, do I have asshole chicken butt breath?
Yeah.
Let me just get to the butthole.
Yeah, sorry.
No, it's okay.
Yeah.
Thanks for telling me.
Well, I like this, because you're changing so much about the butthole. Like, you now imagine kissing, but just smooshing
two buttholes together.
Yeah.
Can you do that? Yeah. Can you ass scissor? Do they allow that on God's green earth?
Ass scissoring, I think, is a road we've gone down before,
Jackson. It intrigues
me. We're simply just we're kissing reverso style.
Yeah. Okay. If holes touching is kissing, then why not ass?
Yeah, okay. Fair enough.
And is kissing someone, is eating ass not just kissing also?
In a way, it's kissing.
He's right.
In the French style.
If that biology teacher who got fired and put in jail was there to go by, eating ass is basically kissing.
Exactly.
It's the same thing.
What's the difference?
Like, French kissing is obviously kissing with tongue. I like that there was a period of time where people were like, oh, I'm kissing down under style. In movies, not in real life.
Yeah,
in Australia,
yeah.
So it's like Australian kiss, which is eating someone out.
Yeah.
But it's like,
well, I guess
it just never really
didn't catch on.
So now, like, when you watch it, you're just like, embarrassing.
Yeah, it's clunky.
Like, speaking Greek was like the whole thing about anal sex. Like, oh, it's speaking Greek.
Yeah,
so
of
I
course.
Guess, like, instead of a French kiss.
Yeah.
A Greek
kiss.
Us.
Us. And I'm going to put yogurt and olives on it.
Oh, yeah. Tzatziki, up that kiss.
Tzatziki.
Adonna come out from us.
I think that,
what a buffet.
What do you mean by a doner? Do you mean a doner kebab going up there? Or do you mean you've put a doner kebab on an arsehole and then you're going to eat the doner kebab?
Yeah, the second
so
one.
So you've kind of taken the, you know, where they go, oh, wouldn't it be sexy if you put, like, chocolate on your genitals and then I ate it off? And you're like, wouldn't it be sexy if I rested a kebab gently on your arsehole?
I
guess
this kebab, and I love what you're doing here with your arse.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I'm just going to do...
Oh, like, yeah, I understand, look, I get it, chocolate and strawberries, cream, whatever, very
sexy. Traditionally
sexy,
look,
that's a dessert thing, and I haven't eaten dinner yet.
So I need something savory.
I got, like, a gyros here, so I'm just going to
I think the perfect thing would be a HSP, really.
I don't know.
Because so
that's a whole container. You just got to balance it there.
Are you,
with a
no,
kebab.
I'm just dipping it on, and then I'm just going, blah, 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 blah.
Oh, yeah.
So you just want...
Oh, yeah. We're getting feral. We're getting fucking feral tonight.
I'm getting a ratchet down here. So,
my baby boy's hungry. Fucking prick yogurt everywhere.
So you take
your barbecue sauce, garlic sauce, cheese and shaved meat.
you're there at all four. You dump it a HSP, so it's like sauce first. You're making a meal of this, hun, aren't you?
That's awesome, dude. Chips all over my face.
It's also awesome because, like, hey, our podcast hits a global audience. HSP is non-global food.
No, that's true. Yeah.
They can Google this. Just Google HSP.
Google that and then imagine it on an ass.
Yeah. And then, sorry, Jackson, what noise?
I also can't.
This is the best.
This is awesome, but I'm gonna need to shower real bad.
You know that I love eating ass, but I was sick of the taste of ass.
Yeah.
And what a beautiful compromise.
I can't stop imagining. I don't know why somebody having, like, a cucumber in their ass and then eating the cucumber up to the asshole. Kind of like Beauty and Lady in the Tramp style.
Lady in the Tramp style. Well, yeah, I mean, you, such a funny image. You just need a little bit of yogurt, then you basically got a tzatziki.
Like Pac-Man.
Pac-Man. Well, dude, you can go full Pac-Man with like anal beads.
Yeah, that's true. Waka 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 waka. Yeah, that's awesome.
And then when you get to the end, instead of eating a ghost, you're just eating an ass.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's really cool. And probably safer than the cucumber, because once I get up to the ass, I've eaten all of the safe cucumber to remove it.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to suck it back out.
And then, yeah, well, then they're going to be like eating a cucumber reverso style.
Yeah, that's true. Then we go, oh my God, is the cucumber stuck up? I mean, no, that's fine.
No.
Did you not
no.
see Professor Jackson Bailey's journal article? Do you not see his TED talk?
Well, I mean, like, the idea of
his naked TED talk?
The idea of chomp, 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 and then being like, well, time to change gear from Pac-Man style to Kirby style.
Suck that.
What's stronger, your ability to suck or a human sphincter?
I don't know. It's good to do an episode like this occasionally, you know?
I just think that of any conversation I've had in the last 2 to 3 months of people like, what's your podcast called? And after I immediately say, don't worry about it, I go, Plumbing the Death Star is our big one.
Yeah, it's good to imagine someone clicking. Oh, I'd love to hear
it. Someone that knows me in real life. Oh, okay, so you're complaining about the tax man a lot, and then you said you don't earn that much from your job, and then 20 minutes was just talking about eating and all.
Yeah. Yeah, and shoving hot dogs up your ass to eat them.
And shout out to our social media team and the people putting this on YouTube. Good luck with any clips.
It'll be all beeps. The famous all beep TikTok, yeah.
But then even like the... And we'll be blurred out.
All beeps, blurred, black bars everywhere.
Just the words, sorry they said this.
Yeah. You'll have to listen to the podcast if you want to know what they said. It's not fit for listening, frankly.
Just we apologize.
I was going to pick the shoes of Alexei Golobrodko.
Alexei Toliopoulos, our friend in real life.
Alexei Golobrodko, who's a Russian contortionist.
Dude, I love eating ass, but I'm sick of the taste of someone else's ass.
If only I could eat my own ass. These shoes, oh my God, belong to famous Russian contortionist Alexei
Golobrodko.
Golobrodko.
I just love the idea to be like, finally, I've got myself ass eat myself.
And then
eating
you're
ass
there.
Shoes.
Yeah. So you do a bit of a back bend. You get a HSB. You dump it on.
That'd be fucked up to see, because a nude man in shoes is just like, it's a bad look. It's not good. Nude man in shoes eating his own ass? You'd think you died and going to hell.
Nude man in shoes eating a HSP off his own ass? I don't know what the fuck I'm looking at.
You know what's always funny? Yeah. If you're naked and you have heaps of hats, it's good to try. Go naked man with hat.
Oh, that's really good.
It feels crazy and looks funny.
I like naked man with hat and shoes because you're covered on the top and the bottom. But everything else is no man's land.
I think
it would be awesome to do naked gardening, where you go gumboots, sun hat, like a tool belt, and then just do actual gardening, balls draping on the dirt.
Yeah.
Come on.
yeah, squatting down and get some weeding done.
Something good about that.
I feel like for some reason the sensation of the great outdoors just tickling your nutsack would be maybe awesome.
I think it would reconnect you with something. You know,
realign your chakras.
Well, sometimes they talk about the fact that we don't walk barefoot, we don't connect to the earth anymore, but I think if you dunked your balls in such as mud or a stream,
this will make me better at growing tomatoes.
Yeah, it would just align you with the universe.
I would be so scared if I gardened naked and then my soil got more fertile. Like, did I do this? Did I come and forget? Are my tomatoes my boys?
Am I going to have some plant babies now? Yeah, I'm going to feel weird eating them.
Did I grow a son accidentally? Yeah. Because, I mean, like, you know, our ancestors were naked for very long. You know, who invented pants?
It's a great question.
Like,
when did we figure out, like, we should cover that? And was it about shame, or was it more about just protecting your dangly bits?
Well, I don't know. Like,
I was going to say, you know, tribes that haven't really been contacted by the outside, they will often have things that we, you know, covering or protecting.
Horseback riders invented trousers.
Oh, clever. Okay. You don't want your gooseberry yeah. getting slammed against that saddle.
Gooch there's on no, horse. Jesus no, Christ.
Like, there's no, like, one inventor.
Yeah. Yeah, but who? Because we were naked.
Eurasian grassland nomads.
Yeah. But yeah. that's pants. Pants are practical. That makes sense. You're naked. You're hunting. You're gathering.
Yeah.
And why, if you've been naked for thousands of years, you know, why do you go? Yeah.
Well, you know how sensitive your penis is.
Mm-hmm. I'm aware.
You are stalking a deer. Mm-hmm. Maybe you've nicked them or whatever. You're tracing them along yeah. or whatever. And as you're going through some shrubbery or some bushy, there's like a bit of poison ivy.
It just happens to like. Dick and balls just graze the poison ivy.
Like,
yeah.
Graze your knob and you're like, If only I had a little something to stop that.
Yes, if only I had such as a penis sheath.
Yeah.
Which some cultures do, they make the penis sheath. Penis yeah. sheaths,
where I think we should bring
back.
But the loincloth
yeah. is yeah. like open underneath, right?
Well, yeah, because when you're moving around, like you're bright, you know, yeah. it's you're like at least protected there. I'm guessing, well, religion brings shame.
Yeah. Mm. Part of it has to be. And also boners. They're doing stuff.
Yeah.
Like your dick's, it's changing in a way that might be embarrassing.
And if you're like, you're chasing that deer again, maybe you got adrenaline.
Yeah.
And maybe with that shot of adrenaline, you're hunting a deer, you get an erection.
Yeah.
And then, you know, your friends who are there, they're like, he wants to fuck a deer. Yeah. And you're like, no, I'm just excited about hunting.
No, I just love hunting.
Brother, it's Mr. Deer Fucker.
No, yeah. don't
I
call
make
me
love
that.
To my wife.
Yeah.
You've invented wives.
Yeah. Yeah, and plus again, if you know that's pointing out all angry,
yeah,
that you know getting caught on like say I don't know, a berry bush, that's not good.
It's not good. You don't want a thorn in your knob. Yeah, yeah.
I saw like
invented wives?
Who did invent?
I know that
I love having sex with you. Maybe we should do that forever?
Yeah.
Until one of us dies.
Yeah. Yeah. And we should have some kind of ceremony for it.
Huh. People celebrate that we're going to fuck forever.
Yeah.
Until
yeah.
one of us dies.
Yeah. Maybe have a kid, I guess. You're celebrating that. Yeah.
And plus we can, you know, well, with the two of us that are joined, we can do a joint tax return and we can get a little bit more back from the tax man. True.
That motherfucker. $500?
$500, dude. It's fucked up.
2 weeks, right?
Who invented taxes? That's the question,
yeah,
dude.
Who did invent taxes?
Some piece of shit.
Pontius Pilate?
Yeah.
No, Pontius Pilate. No.
Just
no.
after killing Jesus Christ.
Wasn't he a tax guy? Or no, I'm there getting like, my parables confused.
Yeah. yeah. The money lenders. But yeah, who invented taxes? Some fucking king.
Yeah, some fucking guy.
Robin Hood had the right.
Robin Hood, yeah. Yeah.
Robin Hood
kill the rich
break yeah. into my tax office
why don't we get
money.
Like yeah well, let's steal Robin Hood shoes
yes yeah, dude
get the power to Merry kill man. A sheriff or whatever
yeah. imagine you're like you've celebrated Robin Hood and then Robin Hood turns up to your door you're like
what?
Wait,
what's this
I'm
about,
the bad
dude?
Guy you, yeah you have a house you, fuck
you yeah dude but you
wait I'm like wait hang on that's the bar now, Robin Hood?
Just having a house dude?
For clarification, listeners, I am not. Well, I'm not worried about Robin Hood turning
Robin Hood is not coming for me, dude.
But I'm worried that I might fall through the gaps.
Well, what happens, Robin Hood, he robs from the rich to give to the poor.
Mm.
He gives you a bunch of money.
Mm. Yeah.
You become the rich.
Yeah.
Is he coming to you?
Yeah. yeah.
That's, what the fuck?
What do you mean, what the fuck?
Well, what's, don't give me the money then.
What? No, but like there's a lot of steps between. It's not like he doesn't rob all of the rich's wealth and then give the money to you and then
you're
like,
the richest
do the Grandpa Simpson walk circle, come back and take the money again.
I guess that is what I was picturing him giving me like, you know, $30,000 and then.
Here's $100K. Like, oh my God, thank you so much.
Guys, the first known system of taxation was in ancient Egypt around 3000 to 2800 BC.
Pants were invented first.
Of the Old Kingdom of Egypt.
We invented
pants. There was a period of time where we had pants but no taxes. Mm-hmm. Imagine that, dude. Imagine that.
Man.
Yeah.
We've been getting fucked by the tax man for so long.
5,000 years of getting fucked.
Yeah, dude.
By the tax man.
Was it ancient Egypt where we've, like, one of the earliest forms of writing we have is a guy bitching about how somebody fucked up his grain or something?
Yeah. No. It was a clay. Clay shipment.
Yeah, that's awesome, dude.
This shipment? Motherfucker.
Yeah, he fucked up my clay shipment. He didn't bring it in time. I'm writing it down, which is a huge effort because I have to chisel every word.
Copper, that's right.
But I'm that pissed off.
Yeah, fuck this one guy.
Fuck
this wall I'm writing on.
Yeah, A. Nacia was the oldest customer complaint because he fucked up with some copper.
That's awesome.
That is awesome. Mm. It's good that like some of our oldest depiction of stuff is just people being pissed off still.
Yeah, I can't believe this motherfucker gave me this shit. He promised me good copper.
Yeah, and he fucked me over.
And then you got the guy being like, hey, here's the first depiction of Jesus Christ.
Oh yeah, Alexamenorthos or whatever worships his god.
It's like, hey, this is your god.
This is you, dude. You're this guy.
So yeah, praying to a donkey head on a cross?
No, I'm not. No, I'm not. He was a man.
This is you for real.
Looks like a donkey to me, dude.
Yeah, you fucking idiot.
And all graffiti's awesome. There's heaps of shit like, you know, Tharos fucked a bunch of people here. Like, it's all like that, dude.
Yeah.
It's the best. Human beings just haven't changed.
Yeah, if we just never... The only difference that's happened in our lifetime is that we found a phone.
Yeah, we got phones. That's probably the only change that's happened to humanity.
Yeah.
I think that's fair to say.
Yeah, anyway, why'd you want to be a contortionist? Was it to eat your own ass?
No, I just thought it'd be awesome to be able to get in places.
Oh, yeah.
Like your own asshole?
Like be slippy, get behind.
My tax office to get my money
back?
Yeah,
well, I could. You know? Because I thought contortionism is like... It's like a real superpower. Mm.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You can put me in a box.
Yeah.
Like, it's not something a normal human being can do.
Shake the box.
Don't do that, dude. My bones are all dislocated so I can fit in the box.
We'll finally make a Schrodinger's Jackson.
If you shake the box, you will fuck me up, dude.
Is he dead? We don't know.
He's definitely dead.
You go from contortionist to man stuck in the shape of a cube.
Yeah, you made me a cube, man.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it would be impressive. Like, you could join the circus.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is, I feel like, your dream.
I would love to be in the circus, dude. The sense of community.
Yeah, man.
You know, you
just like, no.
Support. You get to travel town to town.
The reason you want to be in the circus is because it feels like the most modern connection to, like, a scheme or, like, a mob of shady underworld.
Yeah. That's a big part of it, dude. Screwing over the townies.
Yeah. Ooh,
yeah, dude.
But
and they hate us
when
we come into town. They hate our fucking guts, but there's some allure, you know? Mm-hmm. There's some allure. Mm-hmm. Who are these circus men?
Yeah.
You know?
That's
maybe they're a little bit sexy.
Yeah, I feel like
the contortionist less so. He's not typically the sexiest.
He just keeps being does anyone want to see me eat my own ass?
No.
No, thank you.
No, I don't.
Yeah, yeah.
But it does feel like, you want to be a in the circus in like Dust Bowl.
That's my dream,
during,
dude.
Like the depression.
Yeah, I'd like to be there. I'd like to be in the freak show, and they go, "This is behold the man who's not very clever." And I go, "Hey, that's it.
Hey,
sorry, ask him any question, and he probably won't know the answer."
Sorry. No, I know this one. Now give me just test me. Go on,
test me with a question.
Go on, give me
any
question.
I'll answer it. Probably not great.
Day is it?
Duh.
Sorry, I've been traveling a lot. I haven't been.
I don't know.
Attention.
Is it a Sunday? It's the weekend because that's when we do our show.
It's a Thursday night.
Fuck.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Anyway, there's a guy with flippers in the carriage next to me. It's probably better to see.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Have a good day.
See ya.
Bye.
Probably shouldn't be talking myself down. I'm not making very much money for the ringleader.
It's also funny to imagine you're a guy that's not very clever because you look like a contortionist, but you just keep forgetting. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Fuck. Sorry. Yeah.
Oh, man, I need a drink. And I just slip out of the very thin bars. What was that? I don't know. What, dude?
Well, I'm leaving. I'm on break.
I'm on break right now, dude. I gotta smoke a cigarette.
Roll forward as you kind of like a contortionist roll to get your sandwich.
Yeah.
You're a contortionist. I don't think so.
No, I'm just a man.
I'm
not very clever.
I'm not the smartest man in the world.
But I'm figuring stuff out.
I'm figuring it out. You know? I'm taking it one day at a time.
Just like everyone else in this.
Learning
piece
as I go.
Of shit. Earth.
You know, every day is a blessing.
Yeah.
So.
On this fuck ass earth.
On this fucking wretched earth of ours.
Yeah. Well, we've all picked wonderful shoes.
Yes.
I think so.
Beautiful discussion.
Beautiful discussion. Some real good stuff in today's episode.
And,
a real hater, this.
Yeah. And also, just a reminder, this was a listener question.
Yeah, so I want to say shout out to Princess Pharos. I hope this was to your liking.
Yeah, I hope this is exactly how you imagined this would go.
The Like Mike, the infamous Like Mike episode.
The Like Mike incident. Well, on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
I've also been Joel.
Just a reminder, you can sign up to Bad Brain Boys through Sandspence Radio or through Apple Podcasts. You get a whole bunch of shit.
Yes, please.
And if you know how I can get out of a $500 tax bill, please let me know.
There's got to be some
There's got to be a way.
Right?
Yeah.
There's gotta be something.
Rats? Yeah. Should I have raised my voice?
Yes.
There's gotta be something.
There's gotta be something. I think you could, maybe if you cut off a bunch of hair, put it in an envelope, and just send it to the tax man.
I'd be like,
I think that could do something.
In my house, hair is money.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry,
I was imagining
me,
a sort of deranged
money.
Threat, but I like this. Yeah. Oh, to me, hair is
money. Yeah, to me, hair is money. So
oh, hair's
no
money to you? And then I send another envelope of hair, but with nothing. And then it's a threat as well.
Yeah. That's what's really good.
Well, then you, and you send more hair, and you're like, you're robbing me of everything. Yeah.
I have so
this is
hair.
So much money to me, a guy whose hair is money to them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope you're happy with your tax man.
With all of my hair. Enjoy your new mustache made of my hair.
To me, mustaches are the highest form of wealth.
It's like wearing $100 on your face.
Yeah. I now no longer have mustache, and you must be so rich and money.
You piece I hate of you, shit. Tax man. You've taken everything from me.
Taken so my money.
My actual money, because I refuse to give it to you, because to me, hair is money.
To me, hair is money, and money is hair. Worthless to
so
me.
So there's no reason for me sending you money that you think is money.
That's
is
like
insane.
Me sending you hair. But me sending you hair, that's like me sending you money. Be
so
happy.
So you must
be
hair,
okay?
You ruined me financially for hair.
For money, I'm doing fine.
Yeah, I'm all right.
Okay. Yeah, do okay.
Well, goodbye.
See ya.